East Coast FM's Mind Yourself.
Now, here's a question. Are you languishing? Would you know if you are? Well, Jade Hayden from her.ie has been writing about the feeling this week. It's the, apathetic feeling of... let's talk to Jade and find out all about it. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. I suppose we better start with that, description, the apathetic feeling. How do you describe it?
The main kind of, description I have is, just like a blah feeling, the kind where you're not really excited, you might be struggling with concentration, like you're not really down or depressed, but everything just feels a bit meh at the moment. And it kind of seems to be the dominant feeling of 2021, really.
And that's a hangover, do you think, from the year we've had?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think it would be naive to suggest that after, a year of intense lockdowns, that people wouldn't be feeling not quite themselves. I'm in no way an expert on this, but, it's something I've been feeling myself for a few months without even realizing it. You don't feel like your mental health is bad enough to kind of do anything about it, but you just don't really feel like yourself. Some people who are languishing would usually be quite bubbly or extroverted, and they've kind of reported, falling inward on themselves and kind of just going through the motions and generally not really having that positivity for life that they used to, which really isn't all that surprising considering the year that all of us have had.
Yeah, does it creep up on us? Do we sort of forget it's happening to us? Or not know?
Yeah. I mean, the issue with it is that, I only discovered the term languishing there a couple of weeks ago, and it does really help when you can kind of put a name to something that you're feeling to kind of recognize those feelings. But it was in a New York Times article that a journalist over there was kind of saying, it can be quite dangerous because people, they don't recognize what they're feeling. They kind of just feel like, oh, I'm just feeling a bit down. I'll just wait until I feel better. This will pass. But then the danger is then that you could end up kind of developing more severe mental health issues then, kind of acute anxiety disorders or even full-blown depression if those feelings aren't kind of recognized and addressed.
Yeah, it's the repetitiveness, I suppose. What were you doing this time last year? Well, I was doing exactly the same as I'm doing today.
Yeah,
that sort
exactly.
of thing. There's nothing. I haven't had a holiday. I haven't had this. It's just same day, same old, as they used to say.
Exactly.
That's part of it, I think, isn't it? It's just, it's the same
is.
Four walls, basically.
Yeah. Like, we've all just been getting up, kind of going to work, logging off, doing very little for the evenings. Or then, people who are on the kind of put payments, they haven't even been able to go to work for most of the year. So, it's been over 12 months of experience that none of us have ever gone through before. And even though we're kind of all doing our best to get through it, it can be really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when it has been so long of just the exact same thing.
Yeah, it can be difficult if some people, might say, oh, I'll go out for a walk or do something or take up a new hobby or something. I just don't feel the energy to do that. And you say, that wouldn't interest me either, because you're caught in your situation that you can't actually find a way out of it.
Yeah, we all kind of know vaccines are happening and we know lockdowns are easing, but I know a lot of people, including myself, are just finding it hard to get, our brains to link up with that logic. Like, the default state is just kind of either expecting the worst or just expecting nothing, really.
Yeah, is there any way of combating it? Can you change the atmosphere or change change your location in some way or change what you do or have it a different regime and just make yourself do it from first thing in the morning? What's the best way to tackle it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of looking into some resources myself, and most of them do suggest kind of, maybe taking some time off work if you can, or looping in with a therapist. But obviously those things kind of come with their own privilege, and not everybody might be able to do that right now. But even little things like kind of focusing on smaller achievements, I found that making lists and kind of crossing off the tiny things that I managed to achieve in a day has helped. So has journaling, getting up earlier to kind of get things done before work. And like you said, going on a walk somewhere new and just switching up that routine has helped slowly, really trying to focus on those little wins for the day, which can be difficult to do if you're struggling with your mental health. So if you're not getting results straight away, you're not alone. Another thing that people can do is just actually name what they're feeling and recognize it, you know. And a lot of what I've seen people kind of, you know, commenting in a lot of the languishing articles that have been out there, people have been saying, God, like, I never knew there was a word for this. Like, I'm so glad there is, because that's exactly how I've been feeling. And then you kind of realize as well that, you know, you're not completely alone in the way that you've been feeling over the past couple of months, that a lot of people really are having the exact same experience, you know, rather than just telling yourself to kind of push through it and it'll be over soon, you know. Like, sometimes it's not going to be over soon, and you need to be able to take a minute to go easy on yourself and really recognize how the pandemic has affected all of us.
I've heard somebody talk recently. They said they actually got up in the old-fashioned way of going to work, where, you know, they got up and they had a shower, they put on sort of work clothes, in the case of people who use makeup, they put on makeup, and they'd actually be a different person, or something similar to what they were in 2019. And they felt completely different, and it actually gave them a boost to actually do that, rather than the, well, I don't really have to put on anything like this, I'm just in front of a PC at home. I have the old tracksuit here. Does those sort of things help, just to push yourself a little bit to do something like that you used to do?
I think so, yeah. I mean, for me, a lot of it was just kind of like this slow exhaustion, like physically and mentally, for the entire year. And I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, why am I so tired? I don't leave the house. I don't have to go to work. I can just kind of get up and log on from my bedroom. Like, I shouldn't be this tired. But it's when you're kind of, you know, you're taken out of that atmosphere of like actually socializing with people every day and those normal things that, you know, now, you know, we talked about the new normal last year a lot, but this is normal for us now. So I think, yeah, if you do kind of push yourself to have that bit more motivation to just creep back into those normal habits, it will over time make a difference. Again, it's not going to be like a quick fix straight away. You know, you kind of get up one day and put a bit of makeup on and all of a sudden you feel amazing. Yeah. But, you know, I think if you do kind of do these things over time and just kind of let yourself have those days where you don't want to do anything as well. You know, as much as we have been all stuck indoors, there's still a lot of pressure to perform at work. There's still pressure to log on to every Zoom call and chat to people. And now as well, that things are starting to open up, there's more pressure to, again, make plans with friends and to book outdoor dining and to book hotels and stuff like that. And, you know, as much as even I'm very excited about it, it is going to be very overwhelming when it happens. So there are going to be a lot of changes, and they are going to be positive and things are going to get back to normal. But at the same time, we have spent a lot of time indoors and by ourselves. So it's going to be challenging.
Yeah, I like that challenge, though. I'm looking forward to that. Let's have more enthusiasm. But anyway, the best of luck with that, Jade. Your article is there to be read in her.ie and the health section. Thanks very much indeed. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Declan.
Bye-bye. That's Jade Hayden there.